The state legislature is meeting today for a special session, and that could provide lawmakers with an opportunity to try to prevent the closure of Vernon Downs. As WRVO's Payne Horning reports, the owner of the Oneida County Racino is hoping for some tax relief that the legislature was unable to pass before it adjourned last week.
Thank you for choosing Vernon Downs Casino. Let's play. Good luck, everyone.
These days, it's Vernon Downs that is in need of luck. Profits at the Racino are down by more than $1 million in the first 4 months of 2017, prompting the owner to announce its closure later this year. That's unimaginable for Tony Comito, a Vernon Downs regular since 1970.
Closing? God, I hope not. I've been coming here for years. It's like a second home for me, you know?
The New York State Legislature attempted to lower the tax burden on Vernon Downs in the waning hours of its regular session. Ultimately, the effort died when the Senate and Assembly passed competing bills. The Senate approved around $2 million in relief, but the Assembly Speaker would only let lawmakers vote on a bill that offered less than that. It was approved by the Assembly and rejected by Vernon Downs owner Jeff Garral.
This should be a no-brainer. What politician in their right mind wouldn't vote to keep a facility open that has 300 jobs, pays $11 million a year to education, $2 million a year in local taxes, plus has all these horse guys there? I mean, this is insane.
Garral says he needs $3 to $4 million in tax relief to keep Vernon Downs open. As lawmakers head back to Albany, Utica Area Assemblyman Anthony Brindisi says he and his fellow Mohawk Valley legislators remain committed to reaching some compromise.
The most important thing in my mind is the jobs that are associated with the facility at Vernon Downs. People's lives are at stake here. We want to do what we can to make sure those jobs are protected.
In Vernon, I'm Payne Horning for WRVO News.